In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg. Part of the former Morton Elementary School building in Benton Harbor has been condemned following a fire on Sunday. Just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon, the Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety was called to the building at 267 Hall Street on a report of smoke coming from the north side of the building. Firefighters found heavy smoke and a fire in a classroom that had spread into the roof. They say most of the fire was knocked down within 40 minutes, but the roof had collapsed. As a result, the northwest part of the building has been condemned for safety reasons. The cause of the fire is not yet known, but Brian Kazmierziak, Deputy Director of Public Safety, says there are indications it was intentionally set. Anyone with information on the blaze is asked to contact the Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety. Unwelcome news for the region spread quickly on Friday as a 117-year-old company in Niles, National Standard, informed employees of the site's permanent closure, asking workers to gather their personal items and leave the building. For more than a century, National Standard has been part of the manufacturing supplier landscape and has been a huge economic engine for Niles. They've manufactured a wide range of wire and wire-related products, from tire bead wires to welding and industrial wires. The company has served numerous industries in the United States. National Standard was founded back in 1907 and headquartered in Niles, with an additional manufacturing facility in Stillwater, Oklahoma. 51 employees reportedly lost their jobs on Friday with no warning. No word on whether the team left behind to close up shop by early April will keep their jobs when the closure is complete. Proposals for the use of Berrien County's opioid settlement money will soon be considered by the Berrien County Board of Commissioners. Speaking to commissioners at last week's meeting, Berrien County Health Officer Guy Miller said the county is to receive about $8 million in the next 16 years as a result of a national settlement with the makers of opioids. The county has, for the past year, been studying how to make use of the dollars to combat opioid abuse and issued a request for proposals to local organizations last year.
So we received 6 applications. 2 of them were selected for award. I have to say, we saw some remarkable applications. The whole purpose of the review committee, too, was to give good feedback back to those applications, because we pointed out a few things like, hey, you need to work on this area here. Hey, if you're citing a partnership, make sure you're including a letter of recommendation or a letter of reference from that organization. I think there's a lot of proposals that we'll see again.
The two proposals being advanced to the county commission are from First Church of God and Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Center. First Church of God is planning to introduce a transitional housing program for those being released from jail. The program would include a variety of support services. Sacred Heart is proposing the creation of a therapist position and peer recovery coaches for those who are struggling. Miller said the proposals will go to the commissioners for consideration. The next step is the establishment of an opioid oversight committee to review how the county's opioid dollars are being used. The Lincoln Township Public Library is preparing to launch a new legal service for residents. Library Director Joel Wake tells us it's all thanks to an $81,000 grant from Michigan Legal Help.
That will allow us to establish mobile legal self-help services throughout the community. It's also getting us 2 dedicated self-help stations inside the library, which are just computers set up that they're specifically dedicated to using their Michigan Legal Help website.
Wake says residents could get assistance with things like housing, wills, and employment questions. The library staff is being trained now to show people how to use the self-help kiosks and Michigan Legal Help website. The library has also obtained a van to travel around the community educating people.
A van would be a great way to have a staff person go out, meet people where they're at, go to different social service organizations, community centers, and kind of hang out for a couple hours and then help people as they come in, or even work with other libraries nearby.
The van is being prepared now. Wake says people do come into the library seeking information about everything from housing to employment to divorce law. She notes the Van Buren District Library in Paw Paw received a similar grant recently. The legal self-help program is at the Lincoln Township Public Library, and it will be expected to launch in May. An effort to keep the private data of Americans secure has been approved by the U.S. House of Representatives. Speaking on the House floor last week, Congressman Tim Walberg said the Protecting Americans' Data from Foreign Adversaries Act is a follow-up to the recent legislation addressing TikTok.
This is a common sense measure that piggybacks off our efforts to decouple TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party and protect our national security. Our foreign adversaries should not have access to our most sensitive data, allowing so risks manipulation and espionage.
And Wahlberg said even more is coming.
We'll continue to work towards comprehensive data privacy protections, and especially protections for kids and teens online.
Wahlberg said the new bill contains specific protections for members of the military and minors. Sensitive data, as defined in the bill, includes Social Security numbers, financial account numbers, biometric information, genetic information, precise geolocation information, emails, and text messages. The bills would be enforced by the Federal Trade Commission. A state grant for $625,000 will soon enable the Van Buren Conservation District to upgrade transfer stations throughout the Van Buren County area. District Recycling Coordinator Callie Marshall tells us transfer stations are sites with large dumpsters and recycling bins where people can drop off waste. The grant from Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy will enable the stations to be improved for users.
So a lot of these sites are just dirt lots, so it can be a little hazardous to vehicles coming through, lots of potholes, lots of mud. So a lot of these sites are going to be adding concrete pads for the containers. Pawpaw Township is going to be actually asphalting the entire site.
Some sites will also add booths for attendance, and two new transfer stations will be created. They're in the village of Decatur and Arlington Township. Those receiving improvements are in Bangor Township, Bloomingdale Township, Covert, Decatur, and Hamilton Townships. Marshall says they do get used.
Pawpaw Township, which is probably the busiest site, is currently seeing about 78 tons per year. So we're hoping we can at least increase that by 50%, if not double what we're seeing at that site collected.
The transfer stations are all municipal owned, and the Van Buren Conservation District is working with each community to make the improvements possible. Marshall says it's hoped all can be finished this summer. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners is concerned about the costs of a drain project in Bridgman. At their meeting on Thursday, Commissioner Terry Freeling said the Finance Committee has questions about the Tanner Creek drain for Drain Commissioner Christopher Quatrin.
I know that we really don't have control per se on the expenses, but I did want to have a conversation with the drain commissioner because we've had conversations about another drain within the city limits that is $600,000 right now. And the engineering costs of those three drains are $400,000. So we're looking at $1 million within the city of Bridgman.
County Administrator Brian Doucette said Quatrin was unavailable for the meeting, but he'll be asked to the next meeting to provide year-to-date spending and records for the past 5 years, covering legal and construction costs for the drain. Commissioner John Hinkleman said the county commission doesn't control the cost of things, but a conversation needs to be had. St. Joseph High School principal Greg Blomgren is moving on to a new position. He's been hired to serve as superintendent of Dowagiac Union Schools. The Dowagiac Union Schools Board of Education announced it's offered the job to Blomgren, conditional on a site visit and contract negotiation. In a message to the district, St. Joseph Public Schools says Blomgren will begin his new role at the end of this school year. It goes on to say Blomgren is well prepared to assume the responsibilities of a superintendency. Being able to fulfill this position in Dowagiac, the community in which Mr. Blomgren currently resides and in which he previously taught and coached, is a natural fit and a return home for him. In a letter to the district, Blomgren thanked the community for allowing him to guide and lead the best students and parent community he could have asked for over the last 8 years as principal of St. Joe High School. A South Haven couple got a pleasant surprise when they found out they had won a $100,000 Powerball prize weeks after the drawing. The two people who bought the Powerball last October matched the right numbers to win a $50,000 prize. Thanks to Power Play, the prize was doubled to $100,000. The woman and her boyfriend have been playing the lotto for about a year and were at a bar when Holly Hakamoto decided to log into her account to see if they'd won anything recently. That's when she saw her balance was at $100,000. The couple visited lottery headquarters to claim their prize. And the Mega Millions jackpot has crossed the $1 billion mark after no one matched all the winning numbers on Friday night. $1.1 billion grand prize has a cash payment of nearly $526 million. It's the sixth time the grand prize has topped the billion-dollar threshold. There hasn't been a winner since December. Powerball is a big one, too. That one is at $800 million with a drawing later tonight. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg.